I was taking my morning shower when I heard a knock on the bathroom door. Wondering who it could be, so I asked, "Who's there?"
"Queen, it's me,"
a faint voice said. "Oh, my man." I opened the door and let him in with a teasing smile on my face. "Yes, what can I do for you?" He smiled seductively, then carried me on his arms. We laughed. "Oh," I touched his face lovingly, then said, "I am taking a shower, dear."
"That's good. Let's save water. I'll take a shower with you."
Then he hurriedly took the towel wrapping from my small frame and hung it on the door pin. I squealed. "Oh, this man." He started removing his clothes one by one in a slow motion, which made me gawk on his body. He never took his eyes away from me, scanning my nakedness from the tip of my hair to the tip of my breast. Then his eyes roamed downward. I was holding my breath as he looked at me with desire. My blood was boiling. My hormones were rushing. I came to him and looked into his eyes. He tilted my head, scanned my face with adoration, then slowly lowered his head to kiss me. His wet kisses were turning me on. He pulled me closer to feel his heat. I felt him. I felt his arousing manhood. His kisses melted my heated body. Tongue to tongue, our kiss deepened, wanting more from each other. I felt his hand move from my neck to the side of my breast. Brazenly, I touched his chest and felt him. I felt his strength, his capacity to love me and make me happy. His mouth went to my jaw. His tongue was licking my neck, which brought shivers to my body. I slowly caressed his torso. My hand slowly moved to his V-line as I felt his hand cup my breast. Looking deep into his eyes as he was caressing my nipple and kissing me seductively on my mouth, I touched his manhood. The feeling was heavenly. My king was desiring me, my man. I moved my hand on the length of his dick as he teased my nipples one at a time. Oh, pain. Oh. He kept licking them as it was the source of his life. I was on fire. His hand went to my hips and kept moving until he reached his destination. But I pushed him down to sit on the chair. Looking him in the eyes with burning passion, I slowly knelt and took him in. His manhood tasted like the sweetest lollipops in the world. I moved my tongue, swirling up and down. I saw him tilt his head with pleasure. He liked what I was doing, so I continued. I sucked him and took him as deep as I could. I moved up and down, swirling my tongue around his length.
as I licked his teeth teasingly. I could taste the saltiness from his teeth. Oh, it made me feel so good. I kept licking, sucking, swirling until he pulled me up. I looked up at him, and he said, "You've done well, my queen. You have licked and sucked me and tease me, and now it has been a long time, my dear, since we spent a morning making love together." He stood up, towering over me, and then lifted me up by armpits. My man is so strong, and that's when he slowly lowered me onto his thick black cock. So wet, and it felt so good as he slowly and carefully penetrated my welcoming inner sanctum. I wrapped my legs around his waist. I wrapped my arms around his neck. He leaned back and pulled me into him ever so gently, in one smooth motion. Slowly and rhythmically, I began to gyrate my hips, moving up and down his pole. Up and down, up and down his pole. Oh, so good. Again, I looked deep into his eyes, and I saw something I've never seen before. I saw a fire in his eyes. I saw a fire and a burning desire. I felt our chest touch as I buried my perky breast into his bare chest. My nipples were hard and firm. I knew that feeling. I was at the peak of my passion, almost ready to come. He pushed harder and deeper, harder and deeper inside of me. I could feel the mass of his manhood penetrate me so deeply, it tickled my tummy slightly. I didn't think I could take him all in, but I did, as I rode his cock up and down, up and down. Oh, it feels so good, babe. As I was about to explode, he whispered something into my ear, ever so faintly. "Fuck me, baby. Fuck you again. Let me squirt come in your pussy today." With my butt resting on his legs, I was able to pull myself up in a smooth motion, letting the tip of his dick nuzzle into my clit with each up and down motion. Up and down. Up and down. I wanted this moment of heavenly bliss to last forever. Up and down. Up and down. We were so good together. Our hearts pounding in unison. As I again looked deeply into his eyes, I was captivated and satiated and ready to come, and I said, "I'm coming, baby, I'm coming, baby, it's time now. Squirt come for me, please." Oh, and that's when I could feel his thick exoticism fill over crevice of my satisfied pussy. That's when I hugged him tightly and took him all in, thinking only of the present time, this brief moment of total relief we experienced together, the first time we made love in the shower.